This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The fatal shooting of a 17-year-old black student in Florida has roiled civil rights activists and a suburban Orlando community. President Obama, speaking in unusually personal terms, told reporters that it was absolutely imperative that Trayvon Martin's death be investigated. The nation's first black president expressed sympathy for Martin's parents.
You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And you know, I think they are right to expect that all of us, as Americans, are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
For some, Martin's shooting death seems like part of a familiar pattern in which young men of color wearing certain clothes are seen and treated as criminal suspects. 16-year-old radio rookie reporter Vincent Marrero has been reporting on what it's like to be singled out by police. Earlier this week, he went to the Million Hoodie Rally in Union Square where Martin's parents spoke to the crowd. Hi, Vincent.
Hi.
What are some of the responses you heard from the people you talked to at the rally?
Well, I met this guy named Tarek Davis, and the rally, he felt very strong about this.
I was once myself a 17-year-old who wore a hoodie, and I was black. This notion that through his apparel he was automatically deemed suspicious. Like, you, I don't know how old you are.
I'm 16.
You're 16. You're a year younger than he was. There's no way in the world that if you decided to wear a hooded sweatshirt, somebody has the right to mow you down. We have to, as a society, start to re-examine how we look at young black youth.
Of course, just as a reminder, the man who shot Trayvon Martin, the volunteer security guard George Zimmerman, says he killed Martin in self-defense. Vincent, I know you're not down in Florida following the details of this case. You're reporting on the issues it brings up. What made you start reporting on kids who were stopped by police?
Well, I'm dark-skinned, and the first time I ever got racially profiled was when I was 14. That was the first time I ever got stopped and frisked.
What happened? Tell me about that.
Well, I left my group of friends and I was walking down. It started getting really dark and this cop car just came out of nowhere. The officer came out. He told me, you know, get against the wall. He told me spread my legs, arms open, and he started patting me down. You know, I felt guilty. I felt like I did something wrong.
The very nature of the cop pulling you over suddenly had you examining yourself and saying, what did I do?
Exactly, because I never felt that way before. You know, I felt like, you know, being stopped by the cops would never apply to me.
You've spoken with some other rookies about this?
Well, yeah, I spoke to my friend Timoteo.
How did you feel about that first experience while he was patting you down? Like, did you feel violated?
You ever went to the doctor and you ever got, like, a checkup?
Yeah.
It kind of felt like that because he, you know, he touches around your butt and everything. So he touches your side. So it feels a little uncomfortable. You get a little tingly feeling. I'm like, okay, I'm not really comfortable for you touching me there. But I guess he has the right because he's an officer and that's his job.
Vincent, did you talk about this with your parents?
Yeah, I talked to my mom about this. You know, I would think she would be like surprised, you know, worried, like, wow, I can't believe this. But when I told her, she was just so calm and just like, you know, these things are going to happen to you because you're a person of color.
And you talked to somebody at the march who expressed the same thing.
Yeah, this guy named Phil.
My stepfather used to always tell us, you know, just as we were turning 16, 17, to be on the lookout for these types of things. So as a young man, I was taught that, yeah, you know, you're going to be 18 soon and, you know, police will begin to take more notice to you and stop you, check you, and frisk you, and things of this nature.
You've still got a lot of years left ahead of you. How do you relate to cops in your neighborhood?
Well, sadly, I've grown accustomed to being stopped by the police. I guess I realize that this is reality for me, that I am going to get stopped by the cops by the way I look. Just racial profiling. I wish it would end.
Vincent Marrero, thanks for sharing your story with me.
Thank you.
Radio rookie Vincent Marrero has been reporting on teenagers' interactions with the NYPD. To see more of Vincent's work, check out an audio slideshow at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.